Alors, bonjour à tous et bienvenue à cette disponibilité média du Rocket de Laval. Good day, everyone, and welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. Today, we have defenseman Cale Fleury joining us. The first question will go to Herb Zurkowski, the Montreal Gazette. Herb, you're up.
Great. Thanks, Charles. And hey, Cale, nice to see you again. Thanks for your time. I guess we spoke about a month ago and the Canadians, pardon me, the Canadians had just sent you down from the taxi squad. Now here we are a month later. Just give us an update where you think you are. At least you're playing regularly again. And where do you feel you are in this season of development?
It's been good. Like you said, just getting back playing regularly. I think our team, especially this year, has been really good, and we've been developing a lot as a team as well as individuals. So I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot right now being here and just getting better every day.
What do you think the difference is in this team this season as it you know, matures and develops a little more? The one thing that I've noticed is this team has avoided, so far, long losing streaks. So what's the difference?
I feel like after we have a tough game or just not our best, maybe come out a little bit flat. We've been really mature as a group, like you said, just to bounce back and kind of stop those before they kind of get into a slide. Kind of something that coach said this morning is like, we're kind of a team that can almost coach ourselves. We can see what's going on the ice and in the room. So we come together as a group like that and just stop in his tracks.
Look, you played 41 games for Montreal last season. You didn't look out of place. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. You must feel like you're ready for the NHL. Is it difficult, even at a young age, to take a step back?
Obviously, I want to be in the NHL. It's what I want to do for a living. It's what I've dreamed about doing growing up, but I think for me, I just need to focus on the days ahead of me. Kind of just take it one day at a time. Just do the best I can here. And if I do that, things will take care of themselves.
Yeah. And just finally, of course, Ben suffered the broken hand this week. Have you heard from anybody up above about any potential openings due to the injury? And what are your thoughts about that? I mean, even if they called you up now, potentially it would be back on the taxi squad. And I'm guessing you'd rather be with Laval playing regularly, but I don't want to put words into your mouth.
Obviously, you don't want to see guys get hurt like that. I saw he's going back to Montreal to get reevaluated and everything like that, but I haven't heard anything from the organization. And as far as what I can do, I just got to, like I said before, I just got to focus on what I'm doing here. I can't really let that get too much in my head. It'll kind of just mess up what I got going on.
Amy Johnson.
Thanks, Charles. Good morning, Cale.
Good morning.
Just one additional point on your game and how you've developed. You've never been shy to have that physical side of your game. You laid that big hit on Igor Sokolov on Wednesday night. How do you feel, you know, focusing on that physical side of the game while it's very rare to find you in the penalty box at the same time? So you stay disciplined, but have that physical edge to your game. How do you feel that helps you in your progression to getting back to the NHL?
I feel like when I'm playing physical like that, it just kind of helps the rest of my game. Maybe if it's guys are maybe a little intimidated, I can have more time with the puck or kind of, I've been known for throwing reverse hits and stuff like that. So guys sometimes will take it easier on me if they know my style of play like that. But I think just playing physical gets me into the game more as well. Just kind of gets me more focused. And
excellent. And then just lastly, you know, tonight is the first time that you guys face the Marlies this year. It's been a long time of playing already and you haven't faced Toronto. And they've got some pretty decent scoring power on that forward core. So what areas of the game do you think both from the back end and also just team-wide that you guys really need to focus on tonight to come out with 2 points?
I think if we stick to our structure of not playing a run-and-gun style, I think that would benefit us. They're obviously a team with a lot of offense. They kind of always have been since I've been in the league. They've been good in the power play and just really good off the rush. So I think for us, if we just stick to our systems and track back hard and break out as a group, it'll be good.
Excellent. Thanks, Cole.
Thank you, Amy. And thanks, Kale. There is no further question. We will be back with head coach Joël Bouchard in 10 minutes. Merci.